Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Saturday. So you know what that means? That means Throwback Thursday night. Actually, no. It means Solar Wants to Dance every Saturday, usually from 2 to 3:30. We're going to do a two-hour show today. So for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old-school R&B, funk, soul, dance, you know, again. I didn't get a chance to do the show Thursday, so I apologize. Make sure you tune in every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. I have a Throwback Thursday night. I didn't get a chance to do it this past Thursday, so my apologies. So I'm going to incorporate a little bit of my Thursday show to Solar Wants to Dance. And it's only fair and only fitting to bring in my partner, the illustrious, the legendary, Wardell Potts Jr. is hanging out. What's up, Wardell? Can you hear me, brother? See if we got him on. What's up, Wardell? Can you hear me? We're having a little technical difficulties. I guess he's trying to get in on through the internet. Usually he calls, but he has a little internet thing going on right now. So
I'm here.
We're probably gonna get... Oh, okay. Now you want to be here. Now you want to be here. What's up, man?
107 degrees today. 107. Well, it feels like 107, they said. What's the difference between it being 107 and feeling like 107? To me, it's one and the same. And it's on
good
fire.
Grief.
So, man, we're just... we can't do anything outside. I was getting ready to get my tractor, and I was like, man, it's too hot. I'm not turning that thing on. And so here we are, man, just chilling in the air conditioner. All the animals want to come in the house, even the horses. It's bad. It's bad. But, you know, it's good to be here. Hello to everybody around the world. Much love to all you guys. Don Fleming is jamming. And he is driving the show. I'm just a co-passenger today. So do your thing, man. I'm glad to be here with you.
Oh, no, man. I appreciate it. Like I said, I didn't get a chance to. I text you, like, early this morning for some reason. And I know you were asleep. So
2 o'clock
I wouldn't
text
you.
So y'all know.
I knew you were asleep. Please. Come on, stop. But, no, I wanted to make sure that we're going to have a show today, you know, Solar Wants to Dance. And, again, I was just letting the listeners know I'm going to have a little bit of the Throwback Thursday night show I do every Thursday, or with the exception of this past Thursday, I want to just give you some dance music, don't get me wrong, but definitely give you some old-school R&B and funk and soul and whatnot for the next couple of hours. So, again, I want to thank you for hanging out with me. I want to thank you. Again, it was something spontaneous. Actually, it was something, I mean, we usually do it every Saturday anyway, but I guess, you know, because you had a prior engagement and now, you know, you're saying it's hot outside and so you're just chilling and staying in the house. So I don't blame you. But here's the crazy part about it, because every time I call you, you're in the middle of a storm. You know, well, I mean, I'll say 8 times out of 10 when I call you and I say, what's going on? How's the weather down there? And you say, you're in a storm. Now, you have this hot weather, and I'm assuming the sun is out, while we got serious thunderstorms here where I am. So, you know, go figure, right? But we're gonna do this right. I'm gonna jam with you. Don't worry about it. We'll be all right. I'll be all right. And hopefully you'll be all right, because, like I said, you're in the house chilling under the air conditioner. All the horses are jealous. So.
But
no, man, well, I guess we could spark a little conversation. We got a little time, man. I want to go ahead and ask you, yesterday's show, what an amazing show. I got to give you props on every Friday. We celebrate the legacy of Solar and the artists and the music, the vision of the legacy, all of that. Who did we have on yesterday? And it was kind of a special treat for a fan. So, well, go ahead, man. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, so yesterday we were celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records, but on top of it, we were also celebrating the 40th anniversary of Shalimar's Friends album. And so, with that being said, we had a couple special guests come on. Joey Gallo, Joseph Gallo. Joseph Gallo is a keyboard composer, producer with us, and he and I, Joey is from New York and I'm from Philly, so we kind of had a real cool bond, so, you know, being in California and working on, you know, all the stuff with Solar, and so we, as a matter of fact, became production partners. And we, you know, we worked on the Secret Lovers album for Atlantic Star. We also worked on the Jets' first platinum album, and their platinum album that we did, I Got a Crush on You record. And we did quite a few other things, but Joey has just been an amazing older brother, and just proud of him. And so he came, and he just wanted to say hello. And then we had Chuck Gentry, who played with Shalimar and recorded with Shalimar, guitarist. And he's out of Florida. And so he called in, and we chopped it up with Chuck Gentry, who was a part of, the Shalimar's world. And I remember they were on tour with my friend Tony Westcott and Terrence Floyd, who was, Terrence was the percussionist and Tony Westcott was the drummer. And they were out there with Chuck and all the guys, and they were just out there having an amazing time in the UK. And that's when the album, I mean, they were playing this stuff then, the Friends album then, and they were so hot. Shalimar was so hot. They were on fire when that album came out, and the UK was just eating them up. And Three Daniels, when the Friends album was first released, Jody Watley was pregnant, and so they could not do a promotional tour, so Jeffrey went by himself to do his own promotional tour, and that's when he got up on that stage and started doing that backslide. They were like, oh, they just lost it. And Shalimar just exploded because of Jeffrey's self-promotion for the group. And so, and then we had on the show, we had our partner, Greg, and we had one of his amazing friends who we've been praying for, Charlotte, and they came on and they shared the story about how we got Charlotte backstage to hang out with Shalimar, because they're on tour right now. And so they were sharing their story. We got it, and I was like, Greg, we can do this. And he was like, but she's happy just going to the concert. I said, that's good, but we're still going to make this thing happen. And so, I said, dude, you just have to have faith. So finally, Howard Hughes called me back and said, what's up? And I told him, and he's like, okay, cool. We'll make it happen. And so he did. As soon as that day, before the show, he called Greg and said, I'm ready to meet with Charlotte. Just have you guys come over to the, we'll call. And so they did. And then Howard just walked out and said, hey. And Charlotte, like, almost lost it. She was like, oh, my God. She almost lost it. She said, hey, come on. I want to take you guys backstage. I want to introduce you to, the other guys in the group. And Charlotte was like, she was just in heaven, man. And for me, I was crying, I was trying to do my show, and I was crying because Charlotte has been going through a lot, and we've been praying for her. And so it was a beautiful gesture on Howard and the rest of the team to, spend time with her. It was special. And so it just lifted everybody's spirits. Greg was crying. Charlotte was crying. I was crying. We were all messed up. It was a day of just celebration, and we were very happy. And so that happened. And then at the end of the show, I get a text message from Howard Hewitt. He goes, "What time is the show done?" I said, "I just finished." He goes, "Man, we could have called in." So Howard, I said, "Well, call me." And so he called, and I said, "Listen, I could go live anytime." And so he says, "Well, you know, we're just driving back to the hotel. We're in this limo, and then, you know, they have the limo vans." And so he's in that, they're like a Sprinter van over there, and they were just rehearsing, so they're just getting back to the hotel. So I said, "Listen, don't worry about it. You guys just chill with 12 o'clock at night." And he was like, we could have called in. So I said, "Okay, we could do it anytime." He says, "Okay, let's organize it." So I believe this week coming, we're going to do it. Now, the thing that's a little uncomfortable is that I'm going to be leaving on Wednesday. And I'll be on the road. I'm going to New Orleans, and so I was trying to do it on Wednesday or Thursday, but you'll see on Thursday. I don't know. I think I'm going to be on a ship, and I don't know what the arrangement, you know, the Wi-Fi is like. So therefore, everything is up in the air in terms of when we're going to get them on. It might be better to wait until they come back. And so we'll see. But I want to catch the energy because we are celebrating the 40th anniversary right now. So I like to catch them as soon as possible. So that's kind of what happened. I hope I didn't miss anything. But I was glad that you called in. You called in too, and we all were just, and you and Chuck Gentry were just loving on each other. Jeez. Y'all act like we weren't there.
You need to stop. But guys, again, for the next 2 hours, actually an hour and 41 minutes, but again, it's all good. Solo wants to dance, a little bit of Throwback Thursday night. You had mentioned working on the Jets album, man. I want to give you like that first single from 1995, of course, give you a little that Minneapolis sound. Of course, this is music from the Jets. We had them on the show a few months back. We got to get them back on, of course. This is Curiosity. You guys keep it locked right here because guess what? Solo wants to dance. Keep it locked.
Thank you. luxury. And I remember in the day, mama had to work so hard just to pay the rent, all the money spent, have to get another job. But now we're living in a
8-room mansion on the hill.
And we sipping on
champagne
and we riding. Pick you up and down, it's how we do our thing. And to the ladies in the house tonight, if you can fly, you got it right. It's gonna be an after party, and I got to have somebody and take us to my
8-room mansion on the hill.
We'll be sipping champagne.
Solar Records Radio, of course, had to incorporate a little bit of Throwback Thursday into the show because, again, I feel so bad when I miss the show and don't get a chance to do the show on Thursday. That was music from Horace Brown, giving you an underground classic from the summer of 1995. Horace Brown, self-titled album on, at the time, I want to say Uptown. If you guys remember Uptown MCA from the early 90s, you had Jodeci, Mary J. Blige, Christopher Williams, a lot of these great artists and talent that came, that New Jack Swing type era in the late 80s going into the early 90s. Album was great album. I want to say his debut album was actually Shell. And he released a couple of the singles. Everyone was hyping for it. Left Uptown when Andre Harrell left Uptown. Andre Harrell, of course, was the president at the time of Uptown. Went over to Motown, took Horace with him. Had these great bangers, Things We Do for Love, One for the Money, Taste Your Love. Great songs. Wish they would have promoted that brother just a little bit tighter, the tight promotion, because the brother had a great voice. I used to love this song from the summer of 95, One for the Money. Before that, had to give you a classic from the Jones Girls from 1984. Actually, the song was recorded in 82, released in 1984, produced by Kenny Burke. Of course, Keep It Coming. Shout out to Miss Shirley Jones, of course, still out there doing her thing. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, she is a new grandmother. So, well, and got, she's still a grandmother, but had a, you know, I think a son had another baby, and you know, so shout out to her being a new grandmother, and then some. So it's all good. And of course, started off the block, a little Curiosity from the Jets, from 1985. I love that song, man. I used to sing that song when I was younger. But anyway, let's see, we got Wardell back on. Wardell, what's up, brother? He was doing some little things, little engineering things. Let's see if we got him back on. You back, brother? See if we got him.
I am. I'm just sitting here just typing. So I'm getting the job done, trying to update the show with some, you know, things that we need to do around here. So much love to everybody again. John Fleming, that was a heck of a block. And
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for doing your thing. We appreciate you here, Solar Records Radio.
Yeah.
And, So I know you wanted me to do something here, and I was just trying to think. Man, I looked. I saw a couple of my things were deleted. I didn't know I deleted that song. Oh, man.
I didn't touch them. I didn't
look at it. It wasn't me. That's
I'm doing
hear.
The Shaggy defense. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, it's all good, man. You grooving, man. I'm enjoying the music a lot. So thank you so much for doing what you do, bro. You know, we are from two different generations, and so, you know, Don does his thing and I do my thing, and it's so different. But my stuff is so different. Don puts his phone down, walk away. He put his earphones.
Stop
down.
It! No, I still have my headphones on, listening. Don't let him tell you guys that. That's not even cool. No, but I love that music, because again, I feel like if I lived in that generation before, even though I love it now, I would have listened. We pretty much have the same taste in music, especially when he gets off into his Delphonics. And especially when he gets off into his Delphonics kick, his Delphonics, Stylistics.
I'm just saying,
you get in your little Blue Magic mode. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. That's different, but that's old school. I was talking dance music because we still wants to dance, and so I play some dance stuff that he go.
Oh yeah, you get all Bruno Mars on the brother all of them. Like,
that's
you
right.
Play Bruno Mars every week.
I love it. Okay, well, this here one right here is gonna make y'all move. This is old school.
You got this block.
I got this.
You
block
got this block, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. My man.
Hold on, I gotta tell you guys my favorite TV show. Oh, my God, is Texas Wants to Eat. My goodness. I turn it to Don when that show comes on because he, you know, Don loves to eat, too. Texas Wants to Eat. It is so good. Just the food that they have on that show. Oh, my God. So this guy is going around from all these, you know, his favorite restaurants. And he's showing why this food is so, you know, so why it's there, his favorite restaurant. And the food is amazing. I was watching that this morning and just, oh, and then I had to stop it and hit record. Because I want to go on a tour. And I told Gail, I said, listen, one Saturday we're going to go and we're going to start at the furthest one, maybe over in San Antonio somewhere, and we'll have breakfast there. Then we're going to drive across the country, you know, the state. In Texas. Texas is huge. It takes a whole day to get through the whole thing. And so then we're going to drive halfway someplace else, and we're going to have lunch at the other place that he talked about. And then after that, we're going to drive around all the way over to Houston, and then we'll have dinner in Houston, and we'll stay at the timeshare out there and just make it a whole day of doing what this guy does. It is just, oh man, I just love it. I can't wait to do it. And I was like, why don't they have a train to do that? They should have a train to take us from one place to another, because I want to get on a train. I'm like a big kid here. But anyway, this song goes out to all the amazing moms in the world. We love you guys, whether you have been here and I've already gone back to your creator, or if you're still here, we love what you've done. Thank you so much for creating us. Thank you for not throwing us in a trash can or just dropping us off on a doorstep somewhere. Thank you for loving us enough to just nurture us and allow us to become the men that we are here, Don and myself, on Soul Love Records Radio. But I think I can speak for everybody who has great moms, right, who love them. And so this is for everybody. We love you guys. And so here we go on Soul Love Records Radio, Wardell Potts' block. I got my own block.
My mama. Give me that Delta fellas, little sunny.
And drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You were out on it, man.
Oh, better say, Lord.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? And batteries? We lucky we didn't get busted, man.
Listen. And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color was you coming to be?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But dig this here.
Yes.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. That's
my man. Hey. I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
she was all right.
Pop,
Pop,
was, a lot of bad
Pop was hanging out, you
yeah,
know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to.
I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right over with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I remember your mommy cooked them good home-cooked ribs, baby.
The green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked them.
Bye.
Alrighty, alrighty. You guys, I tell you, my friend is in the jazz band, and he's just having a lot of fun playing drums with them. Calhoun, who used to be in the Gap Band, and Raymond Calhoun. And so much love, brother, and do your thing. And, you know, the jazz band, yeah, that's kind of fun, huh? Kind of fun.
Yeah, so I love the jazz band. Love, yes, what a block, man. What a block.
I Got a Crush, written by a friend of mine by the name of Jerry Knight, who passed away with stomach cancer. I Got a Crush on You song, and by the Jets, that was on the first, I think that was the first single on that first album that we did. And
actually,
it was their Curiosity.
Remember, I played Curiosity. I think that was the first single, and if I'm not mistaken, Private Number. I want to say this was their third single from that album. So from the spring of '86. So I was in love with Elizabeth. So I just had to. I think it was their third, but again, that's the one that blew. That's what really took them to the stratosphere. That song right there, "Crush on You." So man, I'm glad you played that. Of course, rest in peace to Jerry Knight. Jerry Knight, of course, was a part of the radio, you know, with Ray Parker Jr. And then he, went solo. She's Got to Be a Dancer. We play it on the show. One of my favorite songs. You worked with him. He was half of Ollie and Jerry. Of course, Ollie Brown and Jerry, you know, they did the whole breaking phenomenon of There's No Stopping Us. I mean, again, what an amazing career, and the fact that you were able to work with him, and just amazing. You talking with you about it. It's just crazy.
And you had a crush on Elizabeth.
On Elizabeth. I had a big crush on Elizabeth. She had that grown woman voice. She was like a year older than me. She had to be, what, about 13 years old at the time?
Yeah, she was.
I didn't know that. I thought she was like 16 or 17, but she sounded like a grown woman. That was just so crazy, especially when the slow jam came out, You Got It All, you know, and she sung that song. I'm like, this is a grown woman singing this. Then I realized, wait a minute, she's like her and Moana is like a year and some change older than me. So anyway, man, but shout out to Elizabeth Wolf Graham, and shout out to Moana, of course. And of course, the Wolf Graham kids, they had to be, what, there's like 17 of them, if I'm not mistaken, because the older ones are doing it. The younger ones, the older ones, they're doing their thing. Unfortunately, there's two Jets groups, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, whatever argument or issue that they have, I don't want to just spread anything out that I don't really know, but I do know there were two groups, and some of the younger siblings, I'm not going to say took sides, but they're with each group. You know, some of them with one group and some of them with the other group. So they're still out there doing music. They're still out there making great music and whatnot. Like I said, it's just unfortunate that, you know, I think one of them sued the other one. And, you know, the whole, when litigation comes between blood family, you know, it kind of hurts my heart. But again, I don't know as far as just the inside of what happened. But again, there's a couple of different Jets groups out there. And but hey, you know, as a fan, you know, I love both
of
them. Yeah.
I have to say, it's enough of them in that family to have two groups.
You think?
I mean, it's a lot of them. So, you know, and I think that, you know, if the younger ones, you know, you got to remember, like, sometimes people are not thinking about the group as much as they're thinking about what, you know, themselves. And so then you have this issue of what's more important, the group or your personal feelings? Well, that's just a matter of opinion. And so, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. So the younger ones felt like we think that we should be playing these songs, and this is how we want to present ourselves. This is the kind of show we want to do. And the older ones are going, well, this is not, that's not what we want to do. Then cool, y'all do your thing and have a good time, and we'll do our thing and have a good time. And I just hope that, you know, when we just interviewed them, and I don't know if it was the older group or the younger group, because I didn't even know that it was two different groups at the time. All I know is that, you know, they seem to be pretty happy. I mean, you know, they're in Vegas. You know, they are performing every week in the same, you know, hotel. And they're doing good. They're making a living. So I'm happy for them. Mm-hmm. And I just pray that, you know, that they can still be family despite their differences professionally.
I think one group, Heine, Rudy and Leroy, and some of the younger ones have their Jets group. And then I think on the other hand, I think you have Elizabeth, Elizabeth, Moana, and Eddie. They have their group, and with the and Kathy, Kathy, the keyboard player. So they have their set of Jets groups. So it is what it is, along with the younger siblings.
So I want to go back just a little bit. We were talking about Jerry Knight, you know, producing the Jets and their that song, I Got a Crush on You. He also mm-hmm. was in radio. And, wow. You know, with Ray Parker Jr., he was part of radio. And mm-hmm. so he was a keyboard player.
Yeah,
you said something, so I didn't know what the, I didn't know. I didn't.
You said something. I just wasn't listening. No,
I know. I was trying. I didn't hear radio, so I thought you were talking about a whole another group or something. I thought you were talking about producers, but so he was a part of radio. Y'all remember radio? You can't change that. Remember that song?
Y'all remember that song.
Jack
for
and
those
Jill.
Who like
yeah.
the groove. Mm.
Yeah. And just so you know, for my spiritual brothers and sisters that may be listening, Jerry Knight, we used to have Bible studies at his house. I think it was every Tuesday night. And so you know that he was a Christian, and so that you know where he is, right? So there you go. We don't need to feel bad. All right. So now it is time for Don Fleming to do his blog. God, I can't believe you were that young when I was working with the Jets. I remember looking there. It's just kids. Oh, the little. And you were there too. I had no crush. You had a crush on the little girl. That's so funny. That is.
Man. You know what? It's so weird because I remember hearing that song. I used to be big, even when I was between 10 and 15, I was real big on, I was playing baseball. I was a pretty good baseball player, as a 12-year-old, I guess. But we used to hear between games, if we had a doubleheader or whatever, we would hear like R&B over the huge speakers between all the three baseball fields. So I would hear Crush on You, and I would hear New Shoes, I Can't Wait. So it was one of those things that, you know, you can pinpoint a certain time in your life where you just absolutely, absolutely love this song, and it's very memorable. But I'm going to keep the music going, man. Let's take you back, 1984, of course. This is Soul I Wants to Dance. Like I said, doing a little bit of Throwback Thursday night. I can't even say it right. But anyway, take it 1984. This is music from the group Network. This is called Cover Girl. You guys keep it locked, because guess what? Soul I Wants to Dance.
Magazine, so real, she's so real. her face on Hollywood Street. She's sent for MIG. She's a cover girl.
Keep Give me the music, make me jump, jump, jump.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Solar Wants to Dance. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Of course, that was from 1983, music from New Edition. Yes, Popcorn Love, you guys check out on YouTube. They did the video was from the Jerry Lewis telethon. And, you know, all the kids, you know, Generation Z that you know, of course, that watched the movie. And now, you know, to get into all these TikTok challenges, they were saying, oh, they did the mannequin challenge first because there's a part where they kind of froze up and did the little, it was so cute. Of course, it was Popcorn Love, one of my all-time favorites as a kid. I didn't know what Popcorn Love meant, but, you know, still don't really know. But I guess it's kind of like puppy love. But, hey, what do I know? Before that, music from Musical Youth. From 1982, Pass the Dutchie, not to be confused with Pass the Cutchie. Cutchie, you know, meant that, you know, from the earth, the herbal, you know. Dutchie was explained to one of the, Dennis Seaton from Musical Youth. Dutchie is a cooking pot. It's they put like porridge and, I said porridge like I'm really British, you know. But Dutchie apparently is a cooking pot. So they say, hey, pass the cooking pot instead of passing the herb. So, but anyway, again, Musical Youth, 1982 classic, Pass the Dutchie, and of course started off the block. A little underground classic from the group Network, Cover Girl. I love that, love that. We got about another 40 minutes left of the show, got plenty of time. We're over that hump, or over the hour hump. So, got plenty of time to jam with you. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Tell a friend. Check us out if you're on Facebook. Solar Records Radio, like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Also, we want to remind you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpottsjr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise. Solar Records Radio hat, Solar Records Radio mug. I think we still have masks. You guys are still out there. We're still kind of, you know, in the whole COVID thing. I got my booster and all of that stuff, but every now and then, you know, I'll mask up. So if you guys are still masking up, please take the precaution and hook us up with us. We'll hook you up with a Solar Records Radio face mask or not face, well, mask. So it's all good. And also, want to remind you on Cash App, we have a Cash App app, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. This next block I want to dedicate this to hip hop. You know, I want to dedicate this to roller skating jams and hip hop, you know, electro, if you will. So throwing a little hip hop electro block right here. So, of course, let's stay with 1984. Of course, we were 1984 with with Network. Now we're staying with 1984 with Nucleus. This is Jam On It. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, guess what? Solar Wants to Dance.
Yeah, we know. Jackson from hill to hill, from sea to sea. And when jam on's rockin', everybody scream. Jam on it, jam on it, on and on and on it. And if you're feeling like you wanna dance all night, then go on ahead and flow it.
Play at your own. without love.
Like good and evil.
Your own dream.
I know you wanna go. It's a good life.
Radio. I gave you a little house at the end. Of course, I started off the blog, gave you a couple of what you call hip-hop electro. Of course, started off the blog. I had to hook up a little Nucleus, Jam On It from 1984. And after that, from 1982, I gave you some Planet Patrol, Play At Your Own Risk. You know, most of those songs are like 6 plus 7 minutes long, so I had to cut it. Short after the Planet Rock. Play At Your Own Risk song talking about Set You Free, because that was gonna be like another 20 seconds. I'm just saying, another just Set You Free for like, well, actually 35 seconds to be exact. So I was like, okay, let me cut that part off because I don't know if people could still roller skate to that part. And, of course, closing off the block, music from Inner City from 1989, Good Life. We got about another 20 minutes left. Is this the part where you slow it down and get the cool down mode, man? I want you to start it off for us, man. I know. Again, we got 20 minutes left, and we're kind of at the we're at that little tipping point where we're getting ready to close and everything. But this is the cool down part. So if you got a song, Wardell, that you want to play, slow it down, man. By all means, you got the juice, brother. You got the juice.
Well, I was just doing that, but you cut it off. So it was slowing down, and so. Man, I just got to say, what a block, man. I obviously come from totally two different places. And all the music that you, what I mean by places is time, you know, time-wise, you know, decades and stuff and, of a difference. And that's what I love about us because we are completely different, which gives the listeners a great variety. And still thank you for that. Because all the songs you played, I know them and I heard them. But I don't know what the names of them are. I just know the tracks. I know what it sounds like. And so I do want to help you if you did work out throughout the show, as we always talk about, you know, this is a cardiovascular show because everything is up, and Don was pushing it hard all day. And so, we'll help you to wind down. You know, you're going to just stretch a little bit and let your body – you know, recover from your hard workout, and thank you for taking time out and hanging out with us as we were doing this. Give a shout out to Julianne. What's up, Jan? She really enjoyed the show today and Thursday. So much love to you, Julianne. Thank you so much for being such a loyal listener to Solar Buckets Radio. We appreciate you, sweetheart. And you're on a summer vacation now, and you get ready to travel around, see your family. You're not going to be the other kids in school because when the kids go out, she's done too. So that's a nice job I did. I used to be a teacher. And so when you worked in the schools, and you had the whole summer off?
Yeah. Yeah, you had the whole summer off, and it was just one of those things. You know, a lot of teachers took part-time jobs at that time. A couple of friends of mine, you know, kind of worked for the city and doing stuff for the Boys and Girls Club or whatever. But, you know, a lot of them just, you know, kind of just chill, you know.
So
a lot of them just chill and just go ahead.
I know a few, like my friend Joey Gallo from, you know, that was a guest. He actually started teaching music, and he became like one of the big professors at a college. But what he did was that he made that when he got paid through the regular season, because you guys got to get a lot of breaks, you know, you get that whole long time for Christmas that you guys are off, and then you have the whole summer, and then you have breaks in between too, like Easter and all that stuff, spring break. And so you guys get a lot of breaks, and so you're not working. And so what he did was he made it so his money was broken up so that when he wasn't working, he was taking a check, right? And so what he did was say he took less than he would have got just for working every week. He took a little bit less so that it managed to take care of him through the summer. You know,
yeah,
so that's a long
yeah.
time not to work. Did you guys have that opportunity back then?
I think some did that. I think a couple of did that. With me, you know, I had one of the crazy things about it, people like you have those breaks and whatnot. Usually you come in, you come, sometimes teachers come in on a Saturday to work.
I didn't know.
You know, on the Christmas break, you know, they got to definitely come in a couple of days before school starts back up going into, I guess, the new year and things like that. And even after summer, after everyone's out, you know, the teacher's there for, we're still there at least a week later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some who just, you know, they do summer school. They sign up to do, like, summer school and whatnot. So I'm not going to say, you know, oh, you got those so-and-so, you know, June and, well, the July and the beginning of August off, that whole month, and then some change, because at the same time, you know, even a couple of weeks before, you're prepping, you're preparing, you're doing what's it called, like the pre-registration and making sure kids are immunized and all of these things. So all of that protocol that's still kind of, you know, don't get me wrong, they do get that you know, that so-called quote-unquote summer off. But as far as the options, it was never really presented to me. But I was able to just kind of work anyway, you know, like something a little part-time gig or whatever. And then, like I said, I had gotten into real estate, so I was slowly weaning away from teaching. And, you know, once my contract ended, I was, you know, contract expired and I didn't renew it. So I got into real estate after that. So it was, and I, you know, from my perspective, well, from my viewpoint or vantage point or whatever, with me, you know, yeah, I had that, you know, that summer off being a teacher, but at the same time, I was still working. So, again, some teachers, you know, a lot of the older ones, they just kind of relax. God bless them. They relax. They work on their garden or what they work on their, you know, I had a colleague of mine that, you know, grew peppers, you know, so she kind of just took time and worked on our garden and things like that. So just like little things, again, it's different. I think you have different options. Certain different school districts do different things. So, and it depends on, you know, the superintendent and what they want done and things like that. So it varies.
Good. Okay. So, you know, the other thing too about people that work in school, adults that work the school, you know, whether they're teachers or they're working out in the halls or they, you know, in the office, whatever, you know, I'm working in the kitchen or just working around the kids. When we kids, I'm one of the kids because I know how I felt. We kids would see you guys out in the public. Oh my God, you would have thought we saw a celebrity. We get so excited to see you guys, like, oh God, there's Mrs. Such and Such, or there's Mrs. Such and Such, and we just run up at you and we hug and grab, and we're so much nicer out of school. As a matter of fact, we're tricking our parents that we are very good students. And so, did you ever get that from the kids as a teacher? Did they ever catch you out in the street?
Not really. I might have, you know, saw, you know, one of my kids at you know, Foot Locker or something.
Right.
But other than that, you know, not really. You know, not out in the club, and they're 18 in the club, and I'm in the club. No, nothing like that. But no, you might catch a couple.
Wait a minute. How old were your students?
Oh, you know, well, I did junior high really, so technically they weren't old enough to be in the club.
Okay.
So but yeah, junior high and high school. So these were 14 to at least 16 and 17 year olds.
Okay, junior high to high school. 17 is high school for sure. It better be. You better be in high school at 17. If you're not, we need to have a meeting with you. But anyway, I remember, you know, guys, I graduated at 17 going on 18 when everybody else was 17, because I got put back a year when I went to Georgia in the 7th grade, at 8th grade. And when I got there, they held me back. And the reason they held me back is because I would not participate. And the reason I would not participate is because they still had signs up saying whites only. And I was blown away. I didn't understand what that meant. And my cousins were trying to tell me, you know, it's like, and I just was so blown away. And I was devastated as a young child experiencing this. And that was a long, because I'm 65, so you could do the math. How old are you when you're in the 7th grade, 8th grade? You know, it's usually like 13, right? 12 or 13. And so I was very young. So you know that was back in the 70s, and the early 70s or late 60s, and it was very scary for me. And I even went to the movie theater, and the same thing, white set up downstairs, blacks had to sit upstairs. I didn't understand it. And so, you know, it was hard for me. So all experiences in school aren't so good. That one was really good for me. I had a very bad experience in middle school. But then mm-hmm. once I got back, the following year, they sent me back to Philadelphia. My grandparents realized that I was having a hard time, sent me back to Philadelphia. But I did learn how to play drums in that time that I was miserable down in Georgia with cousins. And so, and much love to you, Jay. Jasper Daniels Jr. What a name, Jasper. And that's a country name for you. And he was the one that was in a band that that allowed me to play drums with them when their drummer couldn't show up. And so next thing you know, guess what we were playing? The Jackson 5. The Jackson 5. You know, that's what got me started, wanting to play drums. Anyway, guys, thank you for allowing myself to, you know, spend a couple of hours with you today. And we hope that you have a blessed and beautiful rest. Just enjoy and be a blessing to somebody, even to yourself, you know, you, right? So that you could take care of others. And we appreciate y'all. I'm going to slow it down a little bit from a song.
Yeah, it looks like we got about 8 minutes left. So, yeah, take us home, man. We're going to go ahead and just say our goodbyes right now. And what do you got for people tomorrow? Of course, it is Sunday.
Yeah, so praise. We're going to be praising our Savior. So, Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. Y'all know we do that. We have to remember where we come from, right? And so that's what we do on Sundays here on Solar Records Radio. So if you want to hang out with us, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're just doing some praise and worship, you know.
All right. Just,
you know, but it's going to be praising our Lord. All right, guys. So thank you again for tuning in. Thank you, Don, for hosting the show today. Thank you for being a blessing.
No problem, man.
As well, and we'll catch you guys later on Solar Records Radio. Good night. God bless you.
Good night, guys.
You're the only one I love. phone number and you can change your address too. But you can't stop me from loving you. No, you can't change that.
Yeah.